just north of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Police this week dug up a concrete slab they believe was poured by accused serial killer Derek Todd Lee. They're looking for the body of a woman who disappeared in 1998, whom they believe Derek Todd Lee murdered. Derek Todd Lee was arrested Tuesday night and is being held for the rapes and murders of five women over the past 2 years. NPR's Greg Allen reports that in Baton Rouge, news of this arrest has lifted a weight from a city that for 10 months has lived in fear.
Denham Springs is a historic community just a few miles east of Baton Rouge. On Range Avenue, the old red brick buildings downtown have found new uses. They're all part of a thriving antique village. Florence Crowder's antique shop is just two doors down from Comforts and Joys, but that store is locked and the blinds are drawn. It belonged to Pam Kinnamore, the serial killer's third known victim. Crowder says her murder deeply affected this small community.
We were all on edge, I guess, because we knew Pam so well that it had a special meaning to us.
In the weeks after her death, the front of Kinnamore's store became a makeshift shrine with flowers and a teddy bear. In her shop, Crowder keeps another remembrance, a 2-foot-tall, silver-plated vase.
I bought that from Pam, I guess, about a year ago. It was a unique piece, as most things in Pam's shop were unique. So now it's extra special to me, and it's something that will remain in the shop and something that we'll tell people about when they ask about her, which they do quite often.
It was after Kinnamore's murder in July that police realized there was a serial killer in the community. DNA evidence linked Kinnamore's death with two other murders, but over the ensuing months, two more women, Trenisha Dene Colombe and Carrie Yoder, were murdered by the same serial killer. Police collected DNA swabs, sometimes with a court order, from more than 1,000 men. It was finally one of those DNA samples that led police to Derek Todd Lee. In Baton Rouge, the Chimes is more than just a restaurant and a bar. It's a campus institution at Louisiana State University. Two of the murder victims were LSU students. Chimes manager Terry Remus says Carrie Yoder's murder in March ratcheted an already high anxiety level a notch higher.
It just seemed like it could have been any of us. She lived right around here. We all live right around here. You could feel it was, we were talking about it all the time.
Remus says over the past year, many women in Baton Rouge have become nearly obsessed with the need to protect themselves. And even with the arrest, she's not sure that should change.
I mean, everybody's been so cautious. Everybody's been very paranoid. And my only fear is that we drop our guard again just because we feel like, okay, the bad guy's been caught. And in reality, you should always kind of, I think, have that guard up.
Derek Todd Lee won't be formally charged until his case is brought before a grand jury sometime next month. But the district attorney has already said he intends to seek the death penalty. Meanwhile, the serial killer task force is investigating what other murders Lee might be linked to. At the top of the list are four murders, two in Baton Rouge and two in Zachary, just north of the city. It was Zachary detectives who broke the serial killer case. Since 1998, they've considered Lee a suspect in the disappearance of a woman there who was presumed murdered. It was as part of that investigation that authorities took the DNA sample that led to Lee's arrest. Zachary's police chief, Joey Watson, says another case in which Lee is a suspect dates back to 1992, 10 years before police knew there was a serial killer on the loose. If they link him to that case, it would have a big impact on the investigation. In the Baton Rouge area, there are more than 60 unsolved murders of women stretching back over the past decade. There and in communities from Lake Charles, Louisiana to Atlanta, police are now reopening cases looking for possible links to Derek Todd Lee. Greg Allen, NPR News.